Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey Road Tripping fans, homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time, and their softness can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school in creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. And because who doesn't love themselves a nice, healthy discount? From now, get this, until the end of August, our exclusive Road Trippin' NBA Jam tee is 25% off if you use promo code ROADTRIPPIN' upon checkout. That's Road Trippin', not case sensitive, for 25% off. Hey, we're road tripping at homage.com.
First, as you guys know, we've been doing a summer edition all summer long, and we've had guest co-hosts. Mainly because I wanted to keep this going so that we could give you guys exclusive content while I was in L.A., while Channing was doing his thing in Portland, while Allie was out doing her thing in Ohio, whatever it is that Allie does, and what Rafa was doing. Who knows where Rafa is? So there was a couple of people that I had in mind as friends of the podcast that would be able to continue giving you guys special and unique content. And one of them is a friend that I've known for many, many years. She's the friend that you always end up having to explain first. She's like, hey, you're going to meet this friend. Her name is Corinne. And, okay, look, just let me explain this to you, okay? So you always, everyone has that friend. She was on episode, our season 17?
Yeah, that's right. You got one
and
right.
20?
26.
Yeah. Episode 17 and 26 of Survivor. I am proud to say that I knew you before.
You did. And you also helped me prepare.
And when you were like, I'm going on Survivor, I'm like, that is a bad, bad idea.
Yes.
People in America are not ready.
You're not that likable.
You're not that likable. And it was shown, as Steve Probst said, you were the queen
Jeff
of
Probst.
Jeff Probst. Well, we're going to edit that out. So as Jeff Probst said that you were, it shows you how much of the show I watched.
Daryl Probst.
as he said that you were the queen of mean.
Yeah.
And you actually were one of the villains in season 26. Am I correct?
Yes. I'm one of the villains of all time.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
So we are here with Corinne Kaplan. How are you doing, Corinne?
I'm so excited to be here.
We know. Okay.
I'm about to throw this microphone through the window.
We did your introduction.
Okay.
So, yes, we have been friends for 15 years, and you are a big podcaster, but this is not about you.
No.
Our special guest today, I'm very, very excited, Lamorne.
Hey, man.
Morris, how are you doing?
Oh, man. You know, I'm just here. You know what I'm saying?
Just give me that radio voice.
I wish I could. That sound like I'm constipated. I feel like I'm currently shitting right now. Can I say shitting?
You can say whatever you want on the podcast, and that's what's amazing. Okay. So Lamorne Morris, as some of you guys might know, is from the amazing show New Girl, one of my favorite shows. One of the reasons why I was I first got kind of into the show was because you were a washed-up basketball player.
Yeah, from Lithuania, right?
You were a from Latvia. You were a washed-up basketball player.
Yeah. Which is kind of hard to understand because you're sort of not tall.
But it doesn't matter. There's guards there. There's guards. Okay. But you were a washed-up basketball player, and that was kind of your persona in the show.
Right.
So you had played a guy that was now living with his roommates, mm-hmm. trying to figure out what to do now that his somewhat lame basketball career was over. It was pretty bad.
I think I shot 9% from the women's 3-point line.
Oh, yeah. And they showed that. They showed on an episode.
And you're taking a bath outside.
So for me, I immediately connected to the show. I thought it was hilarious. I loved your character.
Thank you.
And so when I had the opportunity to meet you, it was from a fan standpoint. Mm-hmm. I know Corinne is just waiting.
I have to tell the story. Please let me tell the story.
Okay, Corinne, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
The majority of our listeners are two.
Already hate me.
No, they already hate you, yes. Yeah. But okay, one, they are sports fans. So understand your audience.
I will. Mm-hmm.
And two, a lot of middle America, okay?
A lot
of middle America. Okay. So they're excited that you were on Survivor and some of them probably remember you.
No, that's not what I was going to talk about.
I know, but I'm telling you this 100% is about Lamorne and not about you.
Yeah, but you're forgetting middle America is my key demographic. Them and, the gays in West Hollywood. That's what I thought. No, what I was going to say is that Lamorne, who I don't know why you don't remember this, mm-hmm. but New Girl was my favorite show. We had talked about it a bunch.
Yes,
and
we had.
I went to an event with Matt Donnelly, who you saw on my fridge, mm-hmm. and you were like, I know that guy. And I saw you at the event, and I was like, I gotta fucking get an in. And what Richard and I have been friends with for many years, what I do all the time is I drop names like a government witness, right? Like, I'll use him as my in whenever I fucking feel like it. Mm-hmm. So I go up to you, and I'm like, hey, this is going to be really weird for a second, but my best friend is Richard Jefferson.
I use the term best friend very loosely, people.
He's like, I know her.
Yeah.
No. So I said to you, this is really crazy, but if I could just get a picture so I could tell him I met you because he's going to be like so jealous. And you were like, what? You know Richard Jefferson? And then you became impressed with me. And that's how we became friends. And then when I got back from Carmon, I said to you, I was like, I'm going to invite Lamorne out. And you came out and we all went out and that was the first time you two met.
We did have a good time. And the first thing I told you was like, hey, you should watch out for this woman over here.
Yeah, you have to explain me.
You have to explain her. And I know a lot of people have friends like that. So Corinne is my friend that I've had to explain. But
here we are, it is all my fault.
And now we're all best friends.
And now we're all loose best friends.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Lamorne?
Oh, man, let me start from the beginning,
please.
When I was a kid, man, my dad, very abusive. Man.
Never loved me.
Never loved me, man.
Never told me I was good.
He loved me, man, but them demons got him. No, man, I'm chilling, dude. Chilling. We got one more season left of New Girl, so I'm just, doing a bunch of random shit. Just finished the movie in Atlanta. Like, I saw you at a game.
Yes, you saw. We saw you courtside.
I saw y'all blow a 25-point lead.
Yes.
Now say
that to all the Ohio fans. You were courtside at that game.
I was courtside at that game, and I was the only Cavs fan on the floor yelling.
Holding it down.
Screaming at everything. Every call. Even though some of those calls, y'all was just doing some
dumb shit. We were doing some dumb shit from top to bottom.
I was trying to justify stuff.
I had a foul. I had a turnover, and I left my assignment. And I literally didn't play again for like a week because they were so mad at me. I was like, "Well, I was Richard. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?" But yeah, you were at the game. I remember talking to before that. But no, it's cool. I think all of our listeners out there, because we do have a lot of sports listeners, mm-hmm. and one of my favorite things is kind of introducing people and kind of our listeners, our dozens of listeners out there, to other sports fans from different fields. And I love that you play a basketball player, a former basketball player. And another one of the things that really kind of attracted me to New Girl, which a lot of people know, and it's a great show, was your roommate situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
your roommate situation was amazing.
It's nuts.
As is the bathroom situation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like the public bathroom inside your...
Our place, first of all... We live in the biggest loft.
Oh, ever.
In downtown LA.
In downtown LA. I'm like, we ain't got that kind of money.
No.
No. But it's like friends. It was friends. It's very friends. But we're going to give you guys a set, even though to have this apartment, you would all have to be millionaires.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or
exactly.
You'd have to live in, you know, like Tarzana. Like, you can't be.
Even in Tarzana. I mean, that place is massive. The only way we could possibly afford that apartment is if, like, meth heads lived there during the time we lived there.
So so you've been acting for quite a few years. Do you have roommate stories? Did you, when you first moved to L.A., when you first did this, did you go Craigslist? Did you have a bunch of we need stories. That's why you're here.
I'll give you one instance. I live with this guy who was and this is no joke, he was a Buddhist Jamaican ninja.
Wow.
All
that's
three?
A hell of a
at
combo.
At the same time?
Yeah, I don't really know what his deal was, because he didn't have an accent, but he would like claim it from time to time.
Oh,
I was like, where are you from? He's just like, man, you know. Because you said you were Jamaican. He was like, yeah, but you know, like my heritage and shit. All right, cool.
Huh. He's like, I did Ancestry.com once.
Yeah, man. He's like, he fucked some Jamaican bitches before.
Right.
Yeah.
And one time in particular, like, first of all, the entire apartment smelled like
patchouli?
Like patchouli. No, not even.
What is patchouli?
No, patchouli actually doesn't smell bad, right?
Is that?
It smells like hippie.
No, this smelled like the asshole of a garden.
I was going down
just
that.
Herbs.
The asshole of a garden?
Yeah, just the shit that you don't want. Imagine an asshole.
You described it perfectly when you said the asshole of a garden. Because that right there, it just kind of illustrated everything that I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so he was very herbal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember one time in particular, he kept this sword in the corner.
I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with that. He had a sword?
He had a sword.
Like a samurai sword?
No, it wasn't.
Wait. I'm assuming he was black, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope he wasn't white claiming Jamaican.
I've seen some weird shit, man. I'll tell you.
Wait, tell me more about the sword. Was it used to like, is it like, for example, a champagne, what do they call those things? You know, the champagne swords?
I don't know.
To pop champagne?
Yeah.
Niggas usually just use their hands to open champagne. I don't know what fancy place
you're from. Less is more.
Yeah.
Less is
go
more.
Go on. Were you sorting blow off it? What were you doing with this sword?
Well, let me tell you what the sword
was.
That
is literally the first blow reference.
Really? I'm the first one?
That's the first
Damn
one. This is the 41st episode. That's the first blow reference. Thank you, Chris.
Go ahead. So what did you do with the sword?
So there was this sword. It was like a dagger of sorts, right? It's like a mini sword, if you will. And he kept it in the corner of the apartment. And this is when I was like dumb broke, so I needed a roommate. And ironically enough, you know Chad Bozeman?
Yeah.
It was his referral.
Oh, wow.
Chad is an old buddy of mine and was like, oh, I know a guy.
He studied at the dojo with this guy?
Probably.
Swept the leg.
Exactly. one thing about this, well, I'm not going to keep talking shit about him, because I was going to have another wax on, wax off.
No, you can keep talking shit. I don't care.
I'm not going to say his name, but he was a dick to me, so I'm going to tell you this story.
Yeah, fuck him.
So one day I come home, a buddy of mine comes over, and he was like, the fuck is this? I was like, oh, it's a sword. And
you're like, oh, that? Oh, that's a sword.
That's exactly what you think it is. Yeah. A fucking sword.
Yeah.
And so he picked it up, and I was like, be careful, because he warned me not to touch it, because I don't know of the power in which it contains.
Oh, please don't.
This is a real thing. This is what really was said. So the sword, my buddy picked it up, and he was playing with it. He put it right back where he found it. Now, hours later, I'm down by the pool in this apartment complex with a bunch of friends, and all of a sudden, the Jamaican Buddhist comes downstairs, and he goes, did you touch my sword?
he went full Step Brothers on you. Did someone touch my drums? Did someone touch my drums?
Exactly. That's what happened.
Why are you sweating?
And I was like, I tried to lie about it. I was like, nah, man.
Suddenly, you're the worst actor ever.
The worst. I mean, I was terrible. And so he goes, I told you, you do not know of the power in which
no,
it contains.
No, he did not.
Yes,
say
he
that.
Did.
And he was real.
He was very
See,
real.
See, there's certain shit that, like, when people say to me, I start to move, like, sideways. Okay.
That's a trigger.
No, I need to reevaluate where I'm going and what I'm doing in my life.
I believe Buddhists are nonviolent, so I'm wondering where the sword and the ninja comes in with the Buddhism. Like, it's not even.
I mean, I guess maybe he didn't use it for violence.
Used it for blow.
To harness it for blow. Yeah. So he used it for crack. Okay.
And we've cracked the case.
Was it signed by Jackson from American Idol? No. I'm the only one that gets that reference. Cool.
I think so.
Okay, cool. No.
That was just one of the stories with this guy. I mean, it's a ton of stories, but also I kind of lived in the reverse new girl situation. I lived with three women.
That sounds terrible.
Congratulations.
You would think so.
Were you sleeping with all of them? Because if not, it's
one of them.
At least one.
No
one.
Comment.
There we go.
True journalists get to the bottom.
Yeah. No, but not at that current moment. I wasn't. Guys, relax. Okay. It wasn't glamorous.
We're not asking for names here. Okay.
We're just asking for positions.
We're just asking for positions.
Smells.
And times.
Ethnicity.
And smells. Yes. Yes. We're asking for social security numbers. No, the roommate situation is unique. Mm-hmm. So even though I was a professional basketball player, I was fortunate. I bought an apartment in New York. I lived mm-hmm. in Tribeca. This is in 2004 before Jay-Z was singing about it.
Oh, nice.
And so I lived with two of my best friends, mm-hmm. Pete and Eric. And they lived in bunk beds because it was really, yeah.
Really?
So what happened was Eric was my best friend. Mm-hmm. He moved out with me from Phoenix, just mm-hmm. kind of helped me get drafted. He was there. And then he went back.
How'd you get drafted?
Well, no, I'm saying after I got drafted, yeah. He moved out there to help me just kind of so I wasn't
get acclimated.
So I wasn't in New York by myself.
Roaming the streets looking for strange.
So he went. Oh, I was still doing that.
Okay.
Over here.
So he went back to Arizona State to finish school, and his mm-hmm. roommate there was Pete. Fast forward 2 years. Pete was living in New York, and I was like, yo, Pete, you can just stay with us. I was like, as long as you guys don't mind sharing a room, because we only had a 3-bedroom. And so these guys, we were young. We were 24. One of the things that always made me laugh is we had a jewelry drawer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you hear the gasp. Yeah. You hear the gasp.
You mentioned Common earlier. I pitched this idea to Common when I met him.
So we had a jewelry drawer, and when we were young, we were – three vibrant young men mm-hmm. living in New York City,
yes.
in our early 20s.
Ooh.
Franchise player on the nose.
Yeah.
Reading
loud. I was doing okay. These guys were doing
not.
Okay. But so whenever there was, let's say, jewelry left over, instead of like keeping it in redder places.
Or bothering to try and give it back.
Well, you know the old leave behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Every
of course.
Girl does this old leave behind.
And it's like a Claire's Boutique $4 mm-hmm. earring pair.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like,
and it's like, excuse me, I know we haven't talked in a week, but I left a pair of $9
yeah.
fake
yeah.
studs at your house.
And you're like,
so
on.
What we would do is we would collect all the jewelry from random nights, and we would put them in a drawer. So we had a jewelry drawer in the far guest bedroom. And it would be collected. So we started collecting it and just putting it there so it would never get lost. And then we started telling our female friends about it, like Corinne.
Mostly me.
Yeah, Corinne.
I would come over. Is there new stuff? Can I check the drawer?
She literally got caught
yes!
wearing. She got
I
caught
have it
wear-
still.
You still have it?
Yes.
You're wearing it right now.
She's wearing it right now. So she got caught
oh,
wearing it. The
terrible.
Girl was like, yo, I used to have a necklace just like that. Again, it was a random night that we saw out.
And yes, may I?
Yeah.
So she comes over to me and she's like, it's so good to see you. Is that my necklace? And I'm like, no. And I was, she's, where did you get it? And I was like, Arden B. And she's like, oh, really? And I said, yeah. And she goes, it has my initials on the back. And she flips it over. And I was like, fuck. And I'm like, can I, it completes my outfit. Can I give it back to you some other time? Cut to, it's still, I have it. Yeah.
Well, no, that was the thing that, like roommates in New York.
Yeah.
And people were like, why do you live with people?
No,
and I was like, because you get bored as fuck if you're by yourself all the time.
Can I just gas you up for a second? You acted like you had a massive YMCA sized like rec hall apartment that you chose to only have bunk beds. Like there was, you had a pool table. You had a
ping pong table.
Yes. You had an entire Halo setup. Like there was, there could be multiple people in the apartment at the same time doing different things like as you would in a dormitory.
Well, I know I'm going to show my age, which I don't really give a shit, but the younger audience won't listen to. But one of my favorite movies growing up was Big.
Mm-hmm.
And so the apartment that he had
yes.
in Big was
yes.
like
you,
my dream.
You wanted to.
I wanted to replicate that. And I did.
I wanted a fire truck.
You wanted a fire truck?
Nigga, I did not go out and buy a fire truck.
What,
is what I'm trying to say.
I almost bought a short bus. There was a short bus for sale for like $7,000.
And he was like, you guys, we need this, right? And I would. Oh, yes, I was the yes man.
See, this is the issue, Corinne, with having you on here. You can't tell all
okay,
of my stories.
I'm sorry.
And okay. So, yeah, so I understand you want a fire truck.
Yeah.
The big apartment was some. I didn't get the whole keyboard and dance on it as people fucking walked in.
But you got the keyboard and didn't dance on it.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. So I got a pool table and never played.
Oh, okay.
Just because I wanted a typical
a
New
jukebox?
York.
Right.
Can I freaking talk?
Yes, go ahead. My bad.
I actually still have the jukebox. It's in the Red Cup Lounge now. It's one of my more.
What's the Red
we
Cup
never
Lounge?
Never use it though.
The Red Cup Lounge. I actually do. You're just never there.
The jukebox you do?
The jukebox I use. Little Rich loves the jukebox. He doesn't know quite. He just knows music comes from it, and he knows if he smacks enough buttons, positive things happen.
There's some dated music in that bitch.
That's what happens when you go to
the
club.
It's all CDs. We don't have CDs anymore.
Slapping off butt cheeks, positive things happen.
Positive things happen. It was just something that I wanted, and I dug it. But again, not to come back to your show, but to come back to your show. I like Schmidt and your whole you guys' whole thing, and even they brought back Champ. And I'm calling people our coach. Excuse me, we have a Champ on our team. Mm-hmm. They brought back Coach. How much of that do you feel people relate to, as far as just either their own friends or random people that they've known?
I mean, a lot. I mean, it's what the show does is it identifies what people in their 20s, early 30s go through on a regular basis. I mean, everybody doesn't have it figured out, so you're constantly moving in, moving out. You got friends that you've had for 20 years. You've got new friends that come in that become lifelong friends. So this show in particular is a little different, you know, because we got a weird girl off the internet, which kind of doesn't really happen. Girls don't trust a bunch of motherfuckers in a
Not with a black guy in the house.
Not with a black guy. Not with a big one.
Especially two.
Especially two of them.
Yeah, too many girls in this house.
Oh, wow. But that
either makes... that or they're in heaven.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right.
There's a lot of veins going around in this house.
Oh, jeez.
Is that a Snickers bar or what?
Lots of veins.
This is a very unique episode.
I like it so much because they're so much older. It makes me feel better about my life.
Why do you want to tell everybody your age?
Because of your age?
I am still 27. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've celebrated your 30th birthday
over
19
and over
times.
And over. Yeah.
You somebody's grandma.
Yeah,
that's what he said. I didn't say that.
That's what I said that you. I heard from you.
Oh, you heard what I said.
I heard that you
honestly never said. Both getting subscriptions to AARP. Shut the fuck up. We all the same age.
Wait, Lamar, how old are you?
Oh man, I just turned 34.
Congratulations, man!
Thank you very much.
We have your birthday.
Your birthday was yesterday,
but I'm celebrating it this weekend.
That's awesome. I'm going to be in Vegas for our fantasy football draft.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I know. But your birthday should be fun too. That's awesome.
It's going to be great, man. Thank you, man.
You should enjoy that.
I'm going to have a birthday party, and you're going to be playing fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing fantasy football in Vegas, but
with your nerd friends.
Definitely nerd friends. Can I tell you the first time that I ever saw your face?
What?
I know this might sound weird.
It already sounds weird.
In your dreams.
No,
Richard.
No, no. This is a hell of a segue. Dreams. It was a Vegas commercial.
Oh wow!
You shot that. It happens in Vegas.
No. It was actually quality acting.
Yeah, mine was pretty good. Thank you.
You
very
were
much.
Really good. And so I have a lot of useless knowledge. I retain useless bullshit all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I saw you on New Girl, it freaked me out because I was like, where have I seen this guy? Okay, it's bothering me. I'm literally going on IMDb, which is on my phone because that's what I do. I go on IMDb when I'm trying to figure shit out. And I was like, that's person from so-and-so. It's like even on Veep, like the girl from Veep was in My Girl. And she's 30 now, but she was 12 when she did it. But it was freaking me out trying to figure it out. Still don't know her name, but I know what she's in.
Anna Kumski.
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
So I saw you in the Vegas commercial, and it was one of my favorite Vegas commercials.
Oh, thank you, man. You know what? Honestly, I wrote it. I wrote it myself.
You're lying.
No, I am lying.
You're lying. But
I am lying about
that. You should have kept going with it.
Honestly, I felt really bad about lying to you.
No, don't lie.
I felt terribly bad.
But it was a great commercial. So was that one of your kind of earlier breaks or one of your more exposed breaks?
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to host back in the day for BET.
Yeah. But no one watches that.
Well, you know, maybe not under your listeners. But some ball players watch it every once in a while. Mm. Oh, you that funny nigga. That's what I used to hear all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I describe you.
Yeah, I know you do.
No, don't.
And we've been meaning to talk about
that. Don't say that.
If y'all don't know Corinne, she is very pale.
Yes, very.
Yeah, not like I'm black not. Chick, not like Mary J. Blige, black chick with freckles.
Ethnicity is she? No, SPF 90.
We can agree that I'm white in the front and black in the back. I have that going.
I mean, she got a fade. She had a haircut.
Wow. So this
I identify.
I just want to say this, guys.
I'm on the spectrum.
This is what you get when one of your friends was like, just, hey, I would really like, I don't know if this is for you. But you're doing a good job.
Just, I'm treading water to shut up. Stop calling attention to me.
Just keep it together.
We're drinking whiskey.
Yes, we are. We are drinking.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. This whiskey is running through me, and it's making me want to have to take a shit.
That's weird. I don't really hear whiskey having that effect on people.
No, yes. It's because you ate at the Pikey before this.
Yeah, that could be it. I did eat. What is the? Is
they make like shepherd's
pie.
It's like the weirdest food there.
I just had some chicken.
Oh.
Maybe somebody spit.
Why don't you
food?
Be a little bit more cliche? Really?
It wasn't fried. Chicken. It wasn't fried.
Was there a waffle with it?
There was no waffle with it. Oh, and a very white man served me.
Oh yeah, there are hipster douches there.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Did he have a mustache?
So
he did.
Yeah, I
bet.
Okay, so what type of research did you do to be a washed up basketball player in New Girl?
Great question.
Honestly, man,
he's researching right now.
He's researching right now. He's like, you know what I'm going to do in the next
season? He's like,
season?
For
I'm
season
gonna,
seven,
I'm going to start a podcast.
I'm going to shadow Richard Jefferson.
You know, guys, like, there's a washed up basketball player that does his own podcast, and you actually started working on the radio show, which was really, really
funny. I did. Yeah. I feel like you're following me.
I'm telling you, I'm a fan of the show. It's not bullshit.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, honestly, I didn't do any research. I just looked at my own career. I was not very good at basketball. Although I used to lie and tell people I was great.
That's half the battle.
Yeah. So I would move from like a different neighborhood and be like, yeah, I was on a basketball team over there.
More convincing than swimming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I just learned how to swim, too.
That's extremely racist.
Yeah. But it's
correct. I can swim either.
It's accurate. Don't put me in a deep end.
I swim like a quadruple amputee. I was on a show that requires swimming.
You just bob around. There's a lot of editing that's going to take place.
I just wiggle through the water.
I just want to say the views and opinions of Corinne Kaplan
do not reflect
the views and opinions of Road Tripping and are hers and her own. But so, yeah, that is how you swim, by the way.
Yeah, you've seen it. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but I used to try. I mean, I play basketball, but I'm not very good. Mm-hmm. So I know everything about the sport. Yeah. I'm a big fan of it. And so I just pulled from my own shit, my own reality.
Okay.
Yeah, well, man. Well. And I don't know, man. And being from another country, like, I don't speak. Oh, they're fighting right now, you guys. Sorry. Mommy and Daddy, stop fighting.
I'm trying to put it on airplane mode.
Mommy and Daddy, stop fighting. I don't want two Christmases. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's what I did. I used to just fuck around. And when you get on the show, honestly, in a show like this, it's all just jokes.
Yeah.
It's all just jokes. The writers do a good job of just, you know, coming together with stuff. And so, for the most part, I just fucked around,
so,
you know?
So, you have a major network show, one of the best shows on television, highest rated shows. Don't thank me. I'm saying thank you. But
even though you've never done anything for me,
No, I've done nothing for you. And this is actually going to hurt you. Yeah. By being on this, with
this is the least cool thing you've done.
It's the equivalent to kind of hitting the lottery, right?
100%.
It is. It is to have this because you're syndicated. It's on. At, you know, TNT, it's on this. It's going to be airing for the next, like, 20 years. Congratulations to
Thank
your future
you
baby
much.
Mamas.
Is it officially in syndication?
Yeah, we've been in syndication. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. that's some paper. I didn't know that. Mazel.
Cheers.
Good things.
Cheers. Yeah.
I'm not drinking no more of this.
Why not?
Because I got to take the longest shit. This is seriously,
you know,
like,
are you talking about time or, like actual length?
Like it well, I don't, well, I think right now the liquor has broken it up into tiny little particles.
Oh wow.
So what's going on? Let me just explain to you what's going on inside of my belly.
Please be extremely
graphic.
Detailed.
Remember that the asshole of a garden I was telling you about?
Yes.
Now imagine that same asshole
in a tornado
ate all of those foods and those herbs that was in there. Had a little water hose sprinkle on it, churned that shit up in a pot, and then that asshole erupted.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank my fans.
You can use the bathroom. Like, it's not, we're not like.
There's not segregation here.
there's no taskmaster. Yeah, you can use the bathroom.
It's going to be aggressive.
Oh, wow. I mean, there's no Jim Crow
laws. I'll towel the door.
You got matches?
I do have matches.
There aren't Jim Crow laws in Corinne's house.
There are not.
She's like, you
that
can't.
That would be difficult for my dating life.
You got to use the colored toilet.
Yeah. I'm like, you go downstairs and you use the pool bathroom. Where you belong.
Is there a pool bathroom?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's always a good
I should do that because I put my legs up if I did that one. Because, you know, like, if you're in someone's home and you got to drop a deuce, it's kind of embarrassing because everybody knows that smell comes from you.
Oh, yeah.
It's yours. You did it.
That's why I'm saying let's towel the door. Do your business.
Towel the door? What does that mean?
Like when you used to smoke weed in your parents' house, you towel the door.
I never smoked
weed in my parents' house.
Me either.
My dad smoked crack in our house. So.
Oh, yours too?
But that's selfless. Yeah. That's
awesome. That is very selfless.
So here's what I'm going to do for you guys.
Yeah, please. You tell
right
us.
Now. I'm going to go walk to the pool bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm going to destroy the fuck out of it.
Just murder
are
it.
Are we going to pause this and have you come back?
Yeah.
Is that what you would like? I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I think the call is coming from inside the house, and we need to let him take that call.
You're going to take your shirt off? Oh, jeez.
I love this so much.
This is a very unique road tripping.
This is real.
Okay. Guys, we're going to pause for station identification.
There's a duty chronicle.
This shit break was brought to you by Depends.
Hey, when you guys come back, part two, pun intended.
I waited.
Okay.
So 11 pounds.
11 pounds. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Mazel tov. Was it a boy or a girl?
It was conjoined twins.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're definitely losing listeners.
I know.
We're losing listeners by the fucking dozens.
But it's making me gleeful. I love the,
everybody dumps.
I love the idea that, like, we're at least close enough with him that he was like, you guys, I'm going to blow out my O-ring. I got to go. We have to pause the podcast.
Everybody dumps.
Yeah. Sometimes. Oh, wait. Now that you're a little, if you want to talk a little bit about singing, we know that you are an accomplished artist.
I am.
And you are a jack of many trades.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your singing, please? Because you played some songs for me earlier that blew my mind.
First of all, can we talk about how this whiskey is called Nikka?
It's Nikka?
Yeah. I didn't do that on purpose, I swear to God.
The Japanese are a little different.
it's spelled N-I-K-K-A.
Yeah, and it's coffee whiskey. I mean,
one more K and it would be anti-Jewish as well.
Yeah. One more. Oh, jeez.
One of these things means what I think it means. Yeah. Nikka, coffee grain whiskey.
It's not terrible. I'll say that.
Well, it did
it's
just
not
send
cheap,
me to
I'll
the
say
bathroom.
That.
It was a diuretic for you.
Yes, 100%. Ladies, if you're trying to lose weight and feel great, Nikka coffee.
It's Nikka.
Nikka, sorry.
There are multiple Ks.
It's basically a Fleet enema.
Ben, jeez. Oh,
it's a $70 Fleet enema.
Ben is to my right, one of our lovely, lovely helpers from Uninterrupted, and he is just sweating. Like, there's a lot of editing that's going to have to go on. I think we're just going to put this shit out raw. Just let it go.
You should.
Raw like his asshole.
No. It's not raw. It wasn't acidic. It didn't burn the edges.
It wasn't gah.
I don't know how you get down in your back.
I'm never getting a date again.
Listen, guys can take a shit and it's okay. Women can't.
I don't think that was a clean shit for you. You didn't ask for a pool bathroom for a clean shit.
Can I be honest with you?
There are no baby wipes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't have a bidet.
You don't want to go down there.
You've got a leaky asshole right now.
You don't want to go down there. Yeah, it's all over your couch.
Oh,
so geez. The
amazing.
Next Nikka you bring back over here, it's going to be like, I got this dress.
Oh, man.
Dark stains all over my couch.
We're losing all the sponsors that we don't have. This is going to be awesome.
Can you please, now with that intro, can we play some of your music? Richard hasn't heard it yet.
Oh, you haven't heard it yet?
No.
Are
we allowed to do that? I know it's not public yet.
Yeah, title?
I'm doing an album called The Morning After Pill.
Oh, jeez. Are you being serious?
I'm dead ass.
Oh,
how would you love him right now?
That's so impressive. But it's just like the conversation just turns. And when you get a chance to bring it back, it just keeps turning.
Yeah, it's going to keep turning.
Oh, you know what gives you the shits? The morning after?
It does it? How many times have you taken it? How many almost babies do you have?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter. I have zero babies. Zero babies.
Oh, my God.
It's a joke. Guys, it's a joke.
Kind of.
kind of.
Oh, the morning after pill.
It's so good.
And Corinne follows it up. You know what gives you shits? The morning after pill. There's going to be probably people that can relate to you, Corinne.
I'm nothing if not relatable.
You're that devil on the shoulder. You're definitely relatable.
Go ahead, take that pill. Go ahead. It won't hurt.
You need one more drink. Just stay out.
You're probably so happy it's over the counter now.
She's got a jar.
I wish I had that. I wish I was. Yeah, I'm not in the position where.
What, the over the counter is a big thing?
On her back position.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No, I just have nobody I'm sleeping with, which is why it's not a problem for me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, play your music. It's not about me.
The only women that we have on the podcast are both married, so these conversations are very.
You don't
very
get
rude.
Me very often.
Not everyone.
I said that was such a softball.
It's called a lob. So we don't need him to play music. I want to hear about it. Where was your inspiration? Like, where were you going for it? Because the audio is going to be shit.
Okay.
I'd rather him give us
But it just blew my mind when I heard it.
Well, it's called the Morning After Pill. Obviously, that's just a play on my name.
I didn't see that coming.
No, you did not.
You don't have a partnership with a pharmaceutical company? It's so shocking.
But here's what I did. I teamed up with a music producer named Jukebox, who's dope. He did, like, Whip My Hair. He does a lot of dope shit, platinum albums. And so he's a homie of mine. So he was just like, yo, let's fuck around. I'm always freestyling and joking around, and so I decided to make the album. Now, I put out some parodies before.
Yeah.
I parodied Trinidad James.
On Funny and Die? Yeah. On Funny or Die?
Funny or Die. Yeah. It's on YouTube, World Star. And then I just parodied 21 Savage. Okay. With a rapper named 33 Savage. Yeah, so you look up 33 Savage. That's me.
Okay.
And so, you know, people kept asking me, you know, why don't you put out some real shit, you know? And I'm like, well, I'm not a real rapper, but I like to joke around. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Commons on the album. I got Andy Samberg's on the album. So it's going good so far. Oh, you know what I mean?
Can you just describe, because you described for me earlier, Gary's House. The concept is amazing.
So there's a song called Gary's House with Andy Samberg, and it's all about, the song is about
I'm a big Lonely Island guy.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Me too.
I'm a big Lonely Island. I'm a Flippy Floppies.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's my inspiration.
Yeah, of course. Lonely Island is...
And so the song Gary's House is about all the sexual things I can do to this girl, but my homie Gary can do it better.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then I take her to Gary's house. I'm the ultimate
can
wingman.
You die?
You are a hell of a wingman.
Yeah. And Andy is Gary.
And Andy is Gary.
Yeah, Andy's Gary. But the thing is, Andy, you
the
get
video
to...
is going to be amazing.
That's what I said.
Like, forget the song. The video is where the money's going to be made.
So, you know, so that's what we're doing, man. That's what we're doing. So the album, like I said, I'm not 100% sure when I want to put it out yet. I just shot 4 videos for it.
Wow.
And so we're going to shoot a few more videos, and then we're just going to start dropping them.
Like, do you feel, because like you said, New Girl is coming to an end. This is the mm-hmm. final season, which is awesome because mm-hmm. not many shows get a final season.
Right.
Like, a lot of times it's just like, yeah, they're not renewed.
Yeah.
Bye. Right? Bye. I appreciate it. So it's like, check, stop.
Exactly.
And so you guys are one of the very, very few fortunate ones that actually get a farewell season, a final season. Mm-hmm. The last episode will be something that will be to be remembered.
I hope so.
It's very Seinfeld-ish.
That's...
Right? Seinfeld could have kept going and they stopped because...
Yeah.
Because George wanted to leave on a high note.
And they were like, we're tired of making millions of dollars.
I'm doing this backstroking money.
Yeah. So do you feel the need to now kind of, you know, open yourself up to try new things because you're trying, not necessarily to reinvent yourself, but mm-hmm. this is a moment in time where you feel like you can be your most artistic, your most, open?
I mean, yeah, you know, every actor is different. So every actor has a passion or something that they like to do. But when you get on a TV show, that's what people know you for. They know mm-hmm. you for that. But, you know, who knew Bob Saget had such a dirty mouth?
I did not. No. I did not. Know. And I'm a fan of Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them what your shirt says?
I don't.
My
shirt.
You know what shirt I'm talking about. He's got a great Bob Saget shirt. We'll leave it at that. See it.
Oh God! Will you stop talking about my stories?
I know you're just really you're a hysterical person in real life. And
no, that's not true. I'm on podcast now, so everyone can hear that, Corinne. But to your point, I there was a documentary on Adam West,
mm-hmm.
And he did Batman, and it's an amazing documentary.
But what people didn't know about him is that he was a child molester. Not
kidding. No, I didn't know he was a family guy.
Full Bill Cosby on me and like tell something that people didn't know about Adam West. No, but he got pigeonholed as Batman, and he mm-hmm. struggled to find roles, mm-hmm. and he was supposedly the next big movie star, but it ended up being Clint Eastwood. It ended up being all these other people. Yeah. So it took him years to kind of reinvent himself, and then finally, he started kind of building up some steam. He got on Family Guy, and it was like mm-hmm. Adam West. He's the original Batman. He's you know, the mayor of Quahog. Mm-hmm. And it's to your point about reinventing yourself, it is very difficult.
It is.
You know, like if you're a comedic actor, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, you're trying to get in dramatic roles.
Yeah.
That's
going to be difficult to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to do? Are you going to?
No, I mean, that's not the plan. The plan is to just keep having fun and just to keep doing shit that
just
I like.
Keep that
do.
Money rolling in.
Yeah, man, you
syndication
gotta,
is big.
Yo.
I could be very artistic when I'm in syndication.
Oh, hell yeah.
But no, you gotta just keep it, you know, you just gotta keep it fresh and keep it moving. You know, there's a lot of opportunities that are coming my way now, you know, but I want to dive more into film. Just wrapped up on a movie coming out in March.
The one you shot in Atlanta?
Yeah, called Game Night.
Okay.
Can
you give us the premise?
Game Night, it's Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams.
I love that.
That sounds like a terrible cast.
Yeah, terrible cast so far.
Bunch of losers.
Are you the butler?
I'm the butler.
Oh my God, that's such a good question.
I'm the guy who walks down the street and go, man, watch how you drive. That's it. I'm the creepy taxi driver. Where you trying to go?
Hey, listen, the token black guy has to start somewhere. I respect
that. Listen, we're a token couple. Me, Kylie Bunbury, who's an amazing actress from Pitch on Fox. We just, you know, it's a great cast. It's Bateman, Rachel McAdams, got Billy.
You had
Madison.
Me at Bateman, but
I mean, he's amazing.
You had me at Rachel McAdams.
Yeah,
I'm in the movie too, you guys.
Right.
Yeah, but whatever.
Right.
Have you seen Bad Words?
Yeah.
Bad Words is great.
Arrested Development's my favorite show ever.
Yeah. Have you seen the Ozarks?
One of the things that I know a lot of our listeners too. They kind of got a glimpse inside of how vulnerable it is to be an athlete, right? Mm-hmm. To be a athlete and understand, like Channing talks about how he stress eats. As an athlete, you have to be prepared for failure or mistakes, mm-hmm. or there's guys that get cut and have to try and, you know, make the team another year later or whatever the situation is. As an actor, like, you are told no more times than you are told yes.
100%.
You are told
it's
no.
It's a rejection-based job,
it is
right?
A rejection-based job, and it's not for everyone because some people struggle with that. And, you know, how is it that, you know, you are in the position that you are? Did it take you longer than you thought it was going to take? Is it something that you either struggle with or you're still – you know, navigating, because like, now you're leaving New Girl, so you're mm-hmm. pigeonholed into, like, you're a comedic actor. Are you ready for that next, like, mountain climb?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Excited about it. I mean, you know, when the positive thing about TV, you know, nowadays is that, you know, social media is a thing as well.
Yeah.
So you can stay, even if you're on a TV show, you can still stay relevant and still kind of do weird shit on your own.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, you wouldn't be able to play NBA. You wouldn't be able to play ball and do your own podcast. So you can express your own your own self in other outlets, and then go play ball.
What? And I'm like, I'm just gonna like put some makeup on. And he's like,
blackface.
Yeah, I wanted to go. My girlfriend and I was like, you be Luke Walton, and I'll be Richard. I'll just get his jersey. It's easy because we know them. And he was like, that's a bad idea.
That's a really bad idea.
Thank God he shut it down because, I mean, it was before social media. We were like 23.
You know what's so, what's so funny is every time you see somebody do this, right? And you're like, how do they fucking not know?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have a black friend to tell them.
Here's a full example of how an educated, semi-intelligent person.
I didn't think much of it. I just was just like,
oh, we can
I have
this.
A fucking jersey.
Funny. And you're just like, no, don't go Miley Cyrus and do Chinese eyes. Like,
Thank God he shut it the fuck down.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Because he was like, you never, when I went on Survivor, he's like, just a nice callback for you. Had you ever done blackface, you would have been the girl that did blackface that did Survivor. Like, that would have
100%.
Like, yes. 100%. Eclipsed anything else.
You realize blackface is only cool and funny if you're Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
My favorite performer of all time.
Yes.
Of all time. It's like,
of course.
People don't fully appreciate the fact that he got away with blackface.
Yeah. So much so, he got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Impossible.
like.
I don't like your tone that I couldn't.
No, you couldn't make
it amazing.
You couldn't. But Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Again, Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Love the movie. Tropic Thunder is amazing. He got away with blackface.
Yes.
But and black people were clapping for
that
him.
That was fun.
Like, wow, you did a good job.
Nailed it.
Because here's a lot of times when people do it, you know, you can feel the negative intention behind it. This was purely about a misunderstood actor.
This is how misunderstood he was. He crushed
what
it.
What a serious identity crisis.
Oh, man, that was one of my favorite characters probably in the last, like,
one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, Robert, yeah.
And to go to your point about actors redeeming themselves and reinventing themselves.
That's a great example.
You know, he's somebody who, you know, kind of fell off a little bit due, you know, like addiction problems, I think, and just having a bad.
But a lot of that is just like the, you know, the Hollywood story bringing you back up. It's really awesome. Yeah. You know, the behind the scenes, the true Hollywood stories are really, really cool. You got to hit rock bottom before you can come up.
You got to go down before you can come up.
Yeah. And so after New Girl, go ahead.
I'm saying, when is your addiction problem going
to
start?
Yeah.
It seems to be starting out with this Nika coffee that y'all got me drinking.
Nika coffee whiskey. Yes. Just so people know, this is an
Japanese company. And also, if they want to go ahead and sponsor the podcast.
No, I do. Like, first of all, we're trying to get wine sponsors. If we have whiskey sponsors, it's a different, it's a different conversation.
Are you trying to get Whispering Angel? Because that shit's $18. This is like 67. So let's listen.
I'm sorry, I'm the only Jew here.
Let me.
Yes, you are. Unless we have an Asian Jew. Are you Jew, Ben? No, he's not
Asian.
You're Jason. You're married to one?
What?
Congratulations.
Mazel tov.
Wow.
Well, one of two things is going to happen. Either you guys love this podcast, or you guys are going to be like, don't ever have those two people on again.
It's not me. I'm trying to answer straight up and honest for the folks
at
home.
You just said you saw Two Girls, One Cup live.
Yeah, but you mentioned Two Girls, One Cup.
But that doesn't mean that you had to tell that you saw it live.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the actual video live. I had two girls reenact it.
Well, that is
my That is even worse.
You know what? I don't even care about any other questions we had for you. I'm going to need you to tell the soft serve asshole story.
He's lying. So there was this girl named...
No, he's lying.
Corinne.
Okay. Oh, wow.
No.
Wow.
I'm lying.
I hope you're lying.
One guy, one jar. Have you seen that?
It was like a gallon of milk. It just never stopped coming. Literally. Oh, my God.
Like a seahorse aquarium.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm done.
Wait.
Let's talk about something else.
But really, we do actually want to know where your career is going, and it sounds like maybe...
To the top.
We did pass Vivid Video.
Yeah.
All the way here.
I did just shoot with Ron Jeremy the other day.
Did you really?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely amazing.
He's my neighbor.
Okay, so...
He lives here?
Well, you tell your story.
Okay, so for all the people who might not know who Ron Jeremy is...
Google him.
No.
Ron Jeremy. Okay.
Do not Google Ron Jeremy. But just Lamorne.
Okay, so let me explain to you who Google search Ron Jeremy XXX is. He is an Italian American porn star.
Icon.
He's an icon. He's an iconic figure because he was like one of the first white dudes to come on the scene with a. You know what I'm saying? People were like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
He got a kickstand.
The rule.
He's a tripod.
He literally does. I mean, it's the size of an arm. It's the size of an arm and soft. You know, so that's who he is. And he came to set the other day when we were filming. Actually, I was filming the video to one of my songs.
Okay.
Gently titled.
Is he in the video?
He's in the video for my song. Can My Niggas Fuck Too? Which is the name of the song.
I'm so happy you're... Don't repeat the name of the song. I would never.
But she gonna, when the song comes out, she's going to repeat it in her car all the time.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They could sing that.
I just love that you're the guest that I got to be on the podcast with because it's so appropriate.
Do you really think that this was not planned? Do you think that this was... Do you think that the first guest was going to be an athlete? Like, do you think the first guest was going to be...
No, because the whole time I would just be trying to give them my phone number.
Yeah, like or a female athlete. Do you really not think that this would not going to be your first?
Go on. Ron Jeremy is in your music video.
So we were shooting at this house. It was a porn house in the valley. Geez. And we just needed a house. Listen, we just needed a regular party scene.
I'm gonna need to get more information right now from you. When you say porn house, do you mean there's been semen on every arm of every couch? What do you mean by porn house?
Are you
what
talking
makes
about
it a porn
Navy
house?
People when you say semen? That's
semen,
what you
yeah. A bunch of Navy men have been in
bunch
there.
Of sailors.
Bunch of sailors.
Just here for the weekend. No, but like, what is a porn house? What does that
it's
mean?
It's a house where...
Porn stars that cycle in and out of the business have to stay? Oh my God, please tell me that's the truth.
They go there.
So Lisa Ling.
They go there to put themselves inside of other people on camera, and then they release...
But who owns the house and butt cheeks?
What?
Yeah, I get the concept of porn, but who? Like, okay, all right, fine. So you shot at a porn house.
We shot at a porn house, and we just needed this house. So it happens to be a house that was available. And what I didn't know while we were shooting, the owner of the house, who rents the house out for commercials and porn, he comes up and he says, "So
commercials for Vegas."
Yeah, he was like, "So he was like, is it cool if?" If Ron Jeremy made an appearance in the video, I was like, yeah, I can't pay him. But if Ron Jeremy's here, then
guess
he's
what?
Ron
guess
Jeremy.
What?
Ron Jeremy can
guess
do whatever
what?
He wants.
Nobody pays him?
I mean, I don't know. He probably I think he does get paid. Does get paid. If I had the money to pay him, I would have. I mean, okay. he's very funny in the video. He's very, very funny in the video. And the interesting story. No, actually, I'm not going
to
tell the story.
No,
you have to tell
the
story. You have to tell the story. At this point in time,
you're in too deep.
One of two things is going to happen. Either we're going to lose all of our listeners or we're going to gain a ton of listeners. So please tell the story.
So I'll tell you the story. My girlfriend went inside to go use the bathroom.
Wow. You said went inside and then paused for a minute?
No, you cut me off. You wanted there to be a pause.
I did.
So my girlfriend goes inside to use the bathroom, and then she comes back out, and she's like pale. She's like, oh, my God. I was like, what? What happened? She goes, I was using the bathroom, and I just kept getting this knock on the door. He's like, it's Ron. She's like, somebody's in here, and he's like, it's Ron.
Wait, so his concept is like, it's Ron, you open. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
I genuinely think he just didn't know where he was. But she was afraid because he went inside to do some business. I don't know what he was going inside to do.
He went inside to go take a deuce, like you
probably
did.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Did he have
coffee,
a sword?
He probably has some.
He probably
has
some Nick of coffee.
and when it ran through him, he was like, "It's Ron, and it's Todd.
It's Ron. Get the fuck out."
So so the story is that she just came out, and then when she opened the door, she just got super scared.
I love her running. She's scared of Ron Jeremy. He's like 4'2".
Yeah, she just got Ron Jeremy standing there like this guy who she didn't really know until every guy on set was explaining it to her, and now she's alone trying to leave his bathroom, and Ron Jeremy staring at her. And I guess maybe what Ron is used to is that if he like walked up to a girl, that she's just like, okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what he's used to, because I'm sure he is. But, she kind of was like moving her way past him. And then I think at that point, he got the picture. And that's it. So that's the story, is that Ron Jeremy frightened her in front of a bathroom.
Well,
That's probably not the first time that Ron
she
Jeremy
She dates a black man and Ron Jeremy frightened her.
Yeah. So you know what time it is.
So
I saw when I first moved to LA, there was an apartment that I could see from my balcony, and there was like chicken wire and like weird flags hanging from it. And then the bottom of the patio of, you can see it's on like maybe the 12th floor of the condo next door. The bottom of the patio is blocked off. Like I told you to block off with a towel, the shit smell, same thing. And I was like, that's so weird. Why would it? And so then I started speculating like, what could you have on your patio that needs to be protected that you have like this chicken wire? And so like, I was like, maybe it's like koi fish. Maybe it's, and then somebody was like, it's Ron Jeremy's apartment. I'm like, what? Back it the fuck up. What? So I'm like, there's no way. So I find out that this is Ron Jeremy's apartment that I've been staring at all this time, and he has some weird fucking pet. So now, cut to...
Yeah, it's called Mr.
Wait,
Winky.
No. It's so much more ironic.
It's 13 and a half inches
long. Cut to, I go to the Playboy Mansion. I was so excited when I first moved here. It's my first time at the Playboy Mansion, mm-hmm. right?
Humble
brag. Ooh. And then on the buffet line...
I was invited. I had an invite.
I mean, I did. Fuck off. I bought my tits. I get into the Playboy parties. So I go to this Playboy party, and I see, of course, in line for the buffet, who eats at a goddamn Playboy party? Nobody else but Ron Jeremy. And I was like, this is my fucking in. So I interrupt him mid-crab cake, and he's next to livid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm so sorry, Sir Jeremy. But if it's possible, I would like to ask, do you live at, and I give him my address, and he goes, yeah. And I was like, what fucking animal do you have? And he goes, I have a kiddie pool with a tortoise. And the pigeons come in to mate on the tortoise's pool. So I have to... And
it's not fun when people are mating all over your tortoise.
And I was like, the irony.
Been there, my friend.
Can you,
been there.
Can you even? Yeah. It was like, I wish I made that up. I didn't.
Hey, Corinne, everyone has an LA story.
I have better LA stories.
I know you do, but we're going to avoid that. So really quickly... again, friends, the 12 listeners that we have.
They're still hanging on.
They're still hanging on.
And
it'll be six after this conversation. But you do a podcast. Can you tell everybody about your podcast?
I can. It's called All the Fixins with an S. And it is mostly about my dumpster fire of a dating life.
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
Do you
have a problem with the D?
Do you mix in any other content?
I do. Sometimes I talk about you. If you listen, you would know.
I do not listen.
You are a segment.
I do not listen.
We definitely talk about you sometimes. I talk about all of my friends. I used to recap Survivor eps, but I'm trying to get away from that because I hate Survivor as much as the next person. But it is my key demographic. So
you can't say you hate it if your key demographic. Let me say no. I say it all the time. Basketball, like that doesn't.
No,
work
but
that
you
way.
Don't hate basketball. I do hate Survivor.
No, I don't hate basketball.
You know that cringe emoji.
Well. Would you like to tell? I'm giving you an opportunity
to talk
about yourself.
I have a podcast, and it is really fun to do. Mm-hmm. It's called All the Fixins, and also we have a website that's really, really well done and hilarious, and it's SurvivorATF.com. ATF stands for All the Fixins, which
you don't have to say fixins
because it's not ings. There's just my idiot partner named it that. I did not name it that.
Fixins.
I wanted ATF.
Would you like to say his name?
Max Dawson.
Say hi, Max.
Hi, Max.
Max,
hi, Max.
What's good, man?
Max, basically, like, he does all the work, and I'm just the mouthpiece.
Oh.
And because of that, I had to accept
Sounds like your dating
life. Sounds like
my love
life. Yeah.
So he named it All the Fixins, and I was like, well, let's just rename it All the Fuckery. And he's like, no. Because Jeff Probst, when he offers you a reward at a challenge.
I think his
name is Daryl.
I love that so much, you can't even know, because I don't even like him. When he announces, like, you want to know what you're playing for? Cheeseburgers and all the fixins, which is why our podcast is called that, but I never would have done that.
I had no idea that that's why it was called
You give
that.
Out shit? You give out treats?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, enough. But
That's all you get, Craig.
That's all you get.
Shut it down.
So next time, be better prepared when I give you the opportunity. When I give you your Jesus. Solo, right? You can't get a drum solo and then just go that's not how you do a drum solo, right? You got to go full.
Okay.
You got to go full on. So no. Go check out her podcast. I know I joke about dozens of listeners, but she really only has
Please help. Send prayers.
Oh my God! Please, so future Jewish kids like her can go to sleepaway camp. Please, please.
How's my bat mitzvah gonna have a karaoke machine if you're not gonna?
Oh my gosh! If you guys ask really nice, maybe one day she can show you her ventriloquist doll or
I thought you said vagina. Did you not think he was going?
No, I did not. I did not. I did not think that.
No
that's
one
not
thought
what I'm thinking.
That.
Okay, that's weird.
I'm in so much trouble.
I'm in Lamorne, go.
What?
No, I was. put a
Let's
quarter in.
Change the news cycle.
Yeah. So, Lamorne, I was going to ask you, like, what new projects you have going on? Mm-hmm. Like, what is it? You know, are there a few things that you want to kind of tell the people about or some things that they should look for?
Yeah, you should look for the album, The Lamorne After Pill. Coming soon.
There's nobody.
The best thing about that name is that it sets the tone for this entire. We should have led with that.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. So yeah, that's coming soon. All over your back.
And oh, man. I genuinely could not love you more than in this moment.
Oh, yeah. New Girl. So New Girl. Final season 7. Later on this year. And Game Night. The movie coming out in March of 2018. So stay tuned. Man. So we just move it.
So you
man,
rich man. As fuck.
Man, you know, I just bought a dog.
I just bought a dog. That's another
man.
You
know
your
I'm
girlfriend
rich.
Lives with you?
No, I live with her.
No, he's homeless.
I'm homeless.
Actually,
I'm a homeless millionaire.
Yeah, be real.
God, homeless wow, what a humble brag. He's a
I'm
homeless,
a homeless millionaire.
Wow. yeah. I
sleep in my Ferrari.
Yeah, I lease a car too. I lease a Benz. Yeah, it's fine.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
Yeah, that's not true.
No.
I just want to thank both of you guys for joining Lamorne.
At Lamorne on Instagram.
At Lamorne on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, shout out all your shit.
Well, that's what I was trying to give you guys both the opportunity to do.
I was trying to, but somebody rudely interrupted me.
Ben.
Benjamin. What's your stuff out
it's
there?
It's just, honestly, man, it's
you
just
You might get a
Lamorne.
Bump of like 20 people.
Honestly, I don't care. You know what I mean? Because I have more followers than y'all do on Instagram.
1,000% you do.
Oh.
But it's going to jump soon.
You have a major.
I feel like y'all's are going to jump soon.
My shit's on Twitter mostly.
There's going to be some issues probably with ours. We're probably going to get shut down again. Like I'm telling you, he worked for our parent company uninterrupted, and he's been cringing the entire
time. Is this bad?
Nah. We've heard worse things, just not publicly. But Lamar, we have known each other a couple years,
and I
just want to say thank you for coming on and supporting. Mm-hmm. Yes, we were late. A lot of it had to do with us being all over the place and driving while black in Ventura County.
Yes.
That was very, very tough.
That was so high risk.
It's already out. It's going to be out there. I got pulled over coming from – I was at the Nike Sports Academy. It was actually a really, really cool spot that they had out. I went and checked out a bunch of the young players over there doing some big things. Nike basketball, obviously ahead of the game.
Did you tell any of the young players about me?
No. They
was
were probably
your voice well. No, sore,
it was.
Or?
It was I think it's weird to tell them about people that their parents went to high school with.
No,
ooh,
no.
Shots fired.
There's not shots fired.
But it's true.
I'm going to be honest. The kids are going to be freshmen in high school right now. Are freshmen in college? The kids that they're going to be freshmen.
I heard
in college
18.
Are going to be, they were born the year I graduated. It is a full 18-year gap.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Use somebody's
I hired someone for my 20-year reunion because you said you would go, and now I assume because you're married, you will not.
Yes, that's a good assumption. Little Richard in Phoenix will not be
I don't
be
think that his wife's going to let him go. So I literally.
She's on her way here now.
Appius?
Yes.
Yes!
Thank you for saying her name for the first time. That's cool.
Oh, shit. Nobody knows her name?
No. I try and keep my family anonymous.
Oh, cool.
That's why I don't have a personal Instagram or Twitter.
Do you have a private one that you just go creeping with?
No, I use Road Tripping in my yoga studio, Soho Yoga, LLC.
Akron Sanity, if you want to follow me.
I do. I have a yoga studio. I have a yoga studio in downtown LA and one in Soho Yoga and then one in Hermosa Beach.
Don't act like you fucking do yoga.
Wait, I don't.
But does your girl do yoga?
Yes, she does.
There you go.
Do you live anywhere near downtown LA?
No. I do not.
Well, then we are nothing for you.
I don't go downtown LA. The bums scare me, Richard.
First of all, that's where your show is. That's where your show is.
Oh, you mean everyone doesn't have.
Okay. But we're gonna keep ranting because this is that's the best thing about this podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just friends talking. Mm-hmm. Our
it
friends
is.
And Corinne talking.
Fuck off.
I just want to thank you guys. Mm-hmm. Another episode of Road Tripping. I'm Richard Jefferson for Corinne Kaplan. For what's your name? How do you say that?
Idris Elba.
The Morning After Pill, aka Regret.
Don't we wish we were all that attractive?
Huh? I am.
Yes.
I'm everybody.
Yes. You need more salt and pepper.
Yeah. now I'm Denzel. No, I'm Lamorne Morris.
Okay.
Yeah, for the whole.
All right, and don't forget to go check out the Lamorne After Pill. I'm out.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, I'm working with a t-shirt company that you may have seen around, Amish. They're the ones that are responsible for LeBron's Ultimate Warrior shirt and many of the college designs you see on tees. As they pay homage to great moments in sports and inspiring stories, go check out their NBA Jam tees at homage.com. You're sure to be inspired and will get a kick out of their special design of Richard and Channing. Get them while they're still in stock at homage.com. And better yet, from now until the end of August, receive our exclusive Road Trippin' NBA Jam tee 25% off when using promo code ROADTRIPPIN'. That's 25% off when using code ROADTRIPPIN', not case sensitive, through the end of the month. Get them while they're hot at homage.com.